Now, we have come to the Lord's Supper and we remind ourselves, why are we doing this? What are we doing? I don't know what your childhood was like, but some of us loved climbing trees. I lived near the woods, but most of the trees where I lived were too big for me to climb. But there were two large trees in front of our house, and when I finally became a teenager, I was big enough to reach the initial branches and to start climbing that tree. I remember climbing those trees until I was above our house. I remember being high up, looking down on the roof of our house, being up in the branches that would sway in the breezes that blow when you're higher above the ground. I was closer to the sky. This supper is something like a climb up into those tall trees. It takes us a little bit closer to heaven. How is that? Well, one of the mysteries of what happens in the Lord's Supper is how we spiritually are taking the body and the blood of Christ in these physical symbols of bread and wine. We don't know the details of how it works, but we know from what Jesus said that when he died, was raised bodily from the dead, and now is seated in heaven, when we take the bread and wine by faith, it is the body and the blood of Jesus. Spiritually, we are raised up into heaven and feed on his body by faith. The supper isn't only a remembrance. It's also an invitation from Jesus. Jesus is saying, climb up higher. Come up to me by faith and be fed on me. So the bread in this supper represents the body of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, who came down from heaven and dwelt among us to become also the Son of Man. He lived among us and he lived well. He loved well. He was good and he was punished as if he were bad. The wine represents the blood of Jesus, the sins of his people. They needed to be cleansed, and blood is the only solvent for sin. Christ died to wash us from our sins. We do this each week because Jesus commanded his followers to do it. We forget. We drift. We don't remember what's important. And so he calls us to come together each time we do this, to do it in this way, to remember his death until he comes. If you have come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son through the work of the Spirit, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, you're invited to take this supper. But if you're here and you're not a Christian, we're really glad that you're here with us. We hope you'll continue to be with us week by week. We invite you to stay. We want you to watch, to hear, to understand what we're doing, to ask questions about it. We'd love to talk about it. But we also warn you, you don't want to take this supper. It would harm you. It would not help you. So now let's pray together. Lord, what we are about to do, we pray that you would make it to be effective, that it would spiritually feed the new life that you've begun in us. Use it to make us remember Christ, to increase in love and gratitude for him, to have his image more deeply and decisively worked out in our lives. Change us, make us to grow in godliness and Christ-likeness by taking of Christ in this. We thank you for giving us Jesus. And we pray that you would be among us as we take the supper. In his name we pray. Amen.